from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back in to The Drive. Byron is in as Tyler is out today. Clint's in the building. Someone texted in, wait, something happened to Breckman's elbow?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I wish I was living that life.
Oh, that you just, like, what, just woke, this came up, like, what?
Wait, what? 5 days ago, Bregman, or 6 days ago, 8 days ago, Bregman had an elbow issue? What happened?
You think that person's aware of Tucker being?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's been 2 months, man, 2+ months. Yeah.
Well, no. Hey, man, we're heading to 3. It's August 23rd, Jack. We're heading to 3. By the way, if you missed that, Dana Brown said expects to have Kyle Tucker back first week of September.
King Tuck.
He couldn't leave it, either. He said early September. First week of September. Yeah,
the early
August
September
31st. I thought he was going to say August 31st, maybe. Then maybe that's it. All right. But the Texans, they're getting closer and closer after tomorrow. Hopefully they get through that. Everybody's healthy. They got to figure out the cut situation. But then it is go time. September 8th, they take on the Indianapolis Colts in Indy to kick what many hope and what many believe could be a season we don't forget. And I think one of the big aspects to Joe Mixon's game is obviously not just his ability to run the football, his toughness. As I think you've said it, I heard Seth saying it before, he just looks and feels different than any other back that they have in the fold there. But his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield, Clint, especially as we're looking, as it seems like at the very least right now, this offensive line is, in terms of run blocking, is a work in progress, something that you're hoping improves as the season. His impact may be in the passing game from the running back position, as you've talked about all the space that these guys on the outside may give up in the middle of the field. This could be how he impacts this team the most. And C.J. Stroud, his quarterback, talked about his ability to be a pass catcher as a running back.
First of all, he's a great guy, somebody who loves ball, and he runs the ball really hard. He has crazy cuts and some things that I haven't seen in a long time. You know, it's just he runs the ball very hard, and then you have a guy like DP who comes in behind him and does a lot of special things too. But, you know, everybody knows how special he is in every aspect, you know, so he's a great player.
All right, that's him talking about Joe Mixon. But as we saw it yesterday, he had a wheel route, Clint, that he called up the sideline. Him in the passing game is going to be something that they're going to have to potentially lean on moving forward. But Clint, that could be how he impacts this offense, at least early. That could be how he impacts this offense.
Oh, look, I would say it's the way in which he impacts this offense that I'm more confident about. The O-line up front, I do think that Joe Mixon is going to be a better runner regardless of what goes on up front than anybody that we've seen in a Texans uniform in this system, right? I think he has the ability to make people miss. He has the ability and the experience to know how to hug the inside of a crease that's being creative versus run up the backside of an offensive lineman. He's got the ability to do those things. So this offense, regardless of what goes on up front, he's going to make this system better. He's going to make this team better in a run game. But to what degree, I'm not comfortable even discussing it, to be honest with you, at this point in time. When we start talking about him in the pass game, whether it's C.J. Stroud getting through his progression and checking it down to him and then him being that athlete in space, or it's Bobby Slowick actually scheming up and dialing up the throws for the running back. Look, we didn't necessarily see this offense feature a running back last year, but this offense, if you look around the league, this offense features Christian McCaffrey in the run game and the pass game. And in the past, has before Christian McCaffrey, had Deebo Samuel in the run game and the pass game. So this offense and Bobby Slowick doesn't lack in any way, shape, or form the ability to go out and feature a running back in the pass game. You look at the way Aaron Jones was yep. in that Green Bay offense, and you move up to Miami, and you look at Raheem Mostert and those guys in Miami, and the old Aggie A-Chain who's coming. I mean, there is no lack in this system that Bobby Slowick's running. It's one of the better systems, I would say, to feature a running back. Not just have him that where he's a check down and you got to get through five other pass catchers before you get to that wide receiver in the progression. No, I'm talking about where he's either one or two, and sometimes he's even the shot you're trying to take if you get the right look. I'm very, very confident that Joe Mixon will be used in a big way in the pass game. And like I said, I am more confident that he is going to have a big impact in the pass game, or a big impact on this offense by what he does in the pass game. I'm more confident in that than what necessarily this run game is going to look like.
Yeah, and that's why I think his impact may come. And Clint, like, you can give those examples, but the example that of what he just came from is exactly. I mean, he's got the receivers on the outside, and you know Zach Taylor comes from that. From that tree too, but he has the receivers on the outside that created so much. And Joe and CJ are very similar type players. Like it was the same thing, Clint. They'd run those guys off, and you could tell Joe was going to Mixon the entire time to create that matchup that he was looking for the entire time. Once he ran the rest of the defense off with Chase or Higgins or whoever else, It won't be very different for him. This is exactly a similar type of an offense with similar weapons around him to be able to create the space in the pass game for him.
Yeah, I could, Ron, I could very easily see 500 yards on a season. I could very easily see 400 or 500 yards in the mix for him. Is he going to get there just being a check down guy? No, he's not going to get there being a check down guy. But is he going to get there as a featured pass catcher in this offense? Yeah, I think he could put up some big numbers. And we've seen it, as you said, we've seen him do it in the past. There's no reason to think that if the run game isn't hit, look, if the run game's hitting on all cylinders, and again, I don't care what the box score says. I don't care what Joe Mixon's final numbers are at the end of the season. But if it's hitting on all cylinders and it is a complimentary to one of the best pass games in the league, then I don't care if he ever catches the ball. But when things get bogged down, the one big difference I think this year, between this year and last year, is you're going to have a guy that can be featured in the pass game, not just desert the run and his touches go out the window.
Clint, they may have to move to a deal of like, hey, this is an extension of our run game. Something just getting the ball out to him quick. And he's in space or something like sure. The Patriots have absolutely lived in doing that when Tom Brady was there, where not necessarily it was handoffs to White, but it was short passes to him. All right, as college football gets near, there's a coach that when you look at his resume, you say hot seat, and you're like, what? But should he be on the hot seat? And a little what you're watching, text in what you're watching, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well. But before we get there,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.